Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. This is just a little reminder, or maybe you missed today's period, but check it out today. This is how it went down at 8:10. If you missed Matthew, our yard goat driver, which I got to say, I think it was the first time that any of us have heard the title of what somebody does and it literally had no idea or completely thought it was something different.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Especially yeah. Emily over there. Anyway, take a listen and we'll talk about it after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that escrow agent Brooke is making $40,000 a year. All right, this morning on the phone is Matthew from Auburn. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good. You?
Hey, great, man. As a fellow namesake here, do you like Matthew over Matt? Is that what we should call you?
No, I actually like Matt over Matthew.
Okay, then we'll go to Matt. Glad I asked. Yeah, I never liked the full version either. So I'm glad we're on the same page. All right, by the way, Matt in Auburn is a yard goat driver. We've actually never even heard of that. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Matt. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. We'll try to figure out exactly what it is you do. And then we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then the whole point of this, you will share your salary. How does that sound?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
I got to tell you, I love his energy right away.
I know.
This guy, you're amazing. Here we go. Matt in Auburn, the yard goat driver. I already know your first question, Emily, but go ahead and ask it whenever you're ready.
What does it mean to be a yard goat driver?
I drive between a warehouse and the main yard, back and forward. All night.
You are moving around giant containers in a shipyard?
It's not a shipyard. It's like a giant parking lot.
So you're driving a forklift?
No.
Why do you call it a goat driver?
That's just what they call us. We're basically, you know, the goats of the warehouse.
Okay, I got it.
What are you driving?
I drive a semi-truck.
Are you in a union, Matt?
No.
Do you always drive the same semi?
Depends on what's there when I get there.
Can you see yourself doing this job in 5 years?
Absolutely.
Oh.
How many other drivers are there?
17.
Is your job dangerous?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Emily.
Doing
time
this.
Is up. So, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, please, we need you, especially today. Matt in Auburn, a yard goat driver. How much do you think he's making? How much do you think he's making? 46150 is the number to text your guests in. You know I'm going to use one of them. Make sure you put your name and where you live on it so we can thank you on the radio. I can. And we're going to find out in 3 minutes, right after the song, what Matt's pulling in every year when he shares his salary. Coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Matt. He lives in Auburn, and he is a yard goat driver. Can't wait to add this to the salary spectrum at SeattleWolf.com. Emily, what else did we just learn about Matt?
So he's driving containers basically from one spot to another, kind of in a parking lot. He's driving the semis. He doesn't always get the same semi, depending on when he gets there. He's not a part of a union. And he does see himself doing this in 5 years.
Okay, I was the winner the last time we played, which means, unfortunately, I have to leave off. But I love leaning on the text messages. Brittany and Yelm, thank you for taking the time. And just based on solely the way he answered, will you be doing this in 5 years? He was like, oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's making good money. I'm going 75 because that's what Brittany and Yelm says, and I like where her head is at. Emily, you're up next.
I think that's a good guess, and I agree with the way he said it. However, usually the work courses don't get paid what they should, so I'm going to go a little lower with 60.
All right, Slow Joe, bringing up the rears.
82,000. I think he's crushing.
82. So we have guesses. Our little in-studio game here, Matt, of 60, 75, and 82. It's a nice spread, unless we're totally off. But we have reached that point of the conversation, Matt, where you are going to tell everybody how much money you make every year. Time to share your salary. What's the number?
Oh, you got it. It's 70,000.
Ooh! Well, you know, we're named after each other. I had to win today.
It was meant to be.
Absolutely. If I got my CDL, I would be making a lot more.
Okay. And by the way, I don't want to take credit. Brittany and Yelm, thank you for the text. Really appreciate you. Hey, have you ever accidentally dropped one of these things and caused a big problem?
Oh, no. I'm very careful. You never know how those containers are loaded.
Yeah.
We don't, the yard goat actually lifts the container up without having to lift up the landing gear. So you're actually high centering on the truck. So you need to be very careful when you're turning corners.
Do you get to listen to the wolf in your cab?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's so happy.
Right.
There you go.
Well, we did have one driver last year before I started working there. He flipped a container, and he was barely going 10 miles an hour in the container. The truck was sitting straight up into the air looking at the sky.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. So bad things can happen.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Listen, Matt and Auburn, we love you, buddy. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
So there you go. 70K a year moving around. Not goats, giant containers. Sorry, Emily, for the big disappointment.
Thoroughly disappointed.
You got so excited when I said, hey, guy, because I really did think it was one of these guys that maybe hauls around these goats that clear open spaces.
I know, and I would have so many questions. And,
yeah, but unfortunately, it's just a guy that moves around containers, but making $70,000 a year.
Not bad. And doesn't have a CBL.
Yeah. CDL.
Whatever.
Not CBD. Different oil.
CDL?
You don't rub it on anybody.
Yeah, commercial driver's license.
Yeah, if he did, he said he'd make more.
Yeah, so unfortunately. But I got to say, have you seen speaking of like the goats, have you seen the goats? Are they using them are the homeless people areas? Or
I haven't seen them in a month or so. Use them maybe every 6 months.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing, I haven't seen them for like a year.
Not since the great goat stampede in the Issaquah Highlands recently.
They were here for Brantley, when Brantley was in, because I remember looking and I ran and I was like, the goats are back!
Oh, what? The ones right across the way, across the freeway?
Yeah. Emily, I just want you to take a minute, and this is so off topic for Share Your Salary. And by the way, if you ever want to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack, we would love to have you on and add you to the salary spectrum, which you can check out anytime at seattlewolf.com. By the way, if you want to do that, just email joe@seattlewolf.com, and he will get you into our schedule for Share Your Salary.
Emily, and don't tell them how much you make.
Yes, good reminder. What is it about goats? Like, what is the... Because they're kind of
so
smelly,
cute,
noisy, poopy animals.
So it actually started with the Instagram account, Goats of Anarchy. And Goats of Anarchy is a sanctuary in...
Do you know about Goats of Anarchy?
I don't think
it's
so.
It's in New Jersey. And she takes in disabled goats and goats with problems, like anxiety-ridden and blind goats and that sort of thing. And so she blew up. I mean, the Dodo, like Ellen, all of those people picked her up because she had this one goat that had social anxiety, or not social anxiety, but she would have anxiety. And if she put her in Halloween costumes...
Wait, time out. How do you know if a goat is having anxiety?
Her behavioral issues, because she was blind as well. And so she was having a lot of issues. She would put her in a duck costume, a little Halloween costume, because it was all she had that fit. And the goat would immediately calm down and de-stress because of the like swaddling, cuddling, feeling the warmth.
Works with babies.
And it's so cute. And in fact, she's written a bunch of children's books now about these goats. But from that, I saw that and then I started just notice. And they're like little puppies. They've got little tail wags. I love their little bleh. I mean, they're just the cutest things ever. They're so playful. They have such personalities. And there are different types of goats that I like more, like the pygmies and the fainters, I think are cuter. But I don't know.
So is that, because I feel like goats are kind of a thing, especially for girls your age. Is that where it started, this one woman with a sympathetic goat account?
I believe she started a lot of it, yeah.
Because when they were in Throwdown in our interview area, I was thoroughly annoyed. I was like, get these smelly, stinky...
They did not smell.
They're animals. They belong in an area with a fence.
The only ones that smell are the boy ones that haven't been fixed, but the other ones don't smell.
Their pee-pee smell?
No, they what just smell? Produce a pheromone because they're still mating.
Like it comes out of their skin?
Yeah. Oh. They're gnarly, too. So my sister, the monastery, they raise goats.
Isn't it funny that we're talking about goats, even though Matthew Yard Goat had...
Nothing to do.
I was looking for something.
Nah. Hey, why not?
Yeah.
But yes, they all smell like goats.
They're just goats. But they're not even soft. They're not even fun to pet.
They are fun to pet. I disagree with you there. I think they're super fun and super cute, and they're super, like, funny. But the male ones do. They're gnarly smelling.
Isn't that funny that that sort of coincides with humans?
Yeah, sure.
And there are certain kinds of trees. I can't remember what tree I used to have in the front yard of this house I lived in one time, but it was somebody came out and said, oh, yeah, that's a blank tree. And since it's a female.
Was it a dogwood?
No. Oh, it had these like little fruit things that would fall off back in California, and it would if you ran them over with your car tire, it would smell like a dead animal.
Ew. Oh, interesting.
Do you remember that?
I don't know what it's called, but
God, I forget either, but it's just the male female thing and some smelly or some don't.
Yep.
Well, anyway, listen, that is about it, but again, if you ever want to share your salary, joe@seattlewolf.com. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, by the way, is going to be Wastewater Roger. Wastewater Operation Treatment Plant Roger.
Something like that.
Which I think he treats sewage, not drinking.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But I'm still asking him all about bottled water and tap water. Because, you know, misdirection and stuff.
That's right.
8:10 tomorrow. We will see you then, guys. Thanks.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.